Okay, Steve, so if you would please put 2 minutes on the clock.
Okay.
And while he does that, Mike, I hear that the puzzle is still unsolved.
Yeah, so the hard hat challenge remains unsolved.
It must be a really hard hat challenge.
This is a pretty hard hat challenge, even though we've never got the hard hats.
Got another quick tip?
I think I can give another one-word clue. So the one-word clue I gave last time was logo, which may or may not have helped anybody. So I'll give one more clue similar, and the word would just be turtle.
Turtle.
Turtle. Turtle's the clue.
Okay.
So turtle hopefully will help you guys.
Good luck.
That'll help people solve the challenge. And of course we've got to solve this challenge before we put a new one out there.
Yes.
But we've got one ready though. So let's solve this
one. Get on it, people. So one thing I want to quickly announce is that we have introduced a free all-day boot camp at PDC on Windows 7.
Cool. So no cost. Free as in...
Free.
Yeah. Free as in free.
And you could be a PDC attendee or you can just live in the local area and come to it.
So if I'm in LA and I have that day available and it's the day just ahead of the PDC.
Yep.
What
November 16th.
We call behind the scenes, we call it day zero. Yeah,
sign
cool.
up.
That's
so go to the PDC site.
Windows 7 dev all day.
Very cool. But who cares about Windows 7? Because we have Steve Fox here.
Steve here,
SharePoint.
The man in the house.
Office and SharePoint.
We got all the energy.
Woo! So this is our track owner for Office and SharePoint. And the three of us were in a keynote meeting talking about PDC yesterday. And Steve had this great quote where we were saying that we're going to go on stage, we're going to open Visual Studio, and we're going to code.
That's right. And we had to remove some expletives there. Because,
Hi, kids.
The whole goal about PDC, I think, for SharePoint and Office is really to reinforce the fact that there is a really good developer story there.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that kind of when we think back historically, not all pro developers think about Office or SharePoint as a platform, but I think that hopefully will break the myth in PDC this year because there's a lot of really exciting stuff we're going to do.
Like what?
Like what? So I've got a whole lineup here. When we look at the track, basically we've divided into like 50% SharePoint, 25% Office, and 25% UC and CRM. Our big focus is obviously SharePoint with Office development on top of that, but unified communications and CRM and XRM also offer some great inroads into kind of what we're calling productivity or IW development. Now, the big thing I think that you'll see at PDC is this idea of SharePoint development as a platform, as tooling support, all that kind of coming out. And developers, I think professional developers, really being able to kind of grapple that and get a hold of it, download it, and actually start doing it. So that's really exciting, I think, for PDC when we think about what's going to happen. Now, in terms of the track, I think what we're trying to do, it's kind of a tough time in and around PDC because we have SBC,
mm-hmm.
we have Dev Connections, we mm-hmm. have all these different Tech at EMEA, all these different conferences. So the big thing we're trying to do is differentiation. How do we differentiate when we mm-hmm. look across these different conferences?
Yep.
And so SBC, you think about that being mainly aimed at the IT pro and developer, so it's kind of a mixed audience. So what I'm trying to do for SharePoint and Office is really drive home coding, developers, platforms, services, tools, kind of the hardline coder. What can we do for you to get you into Office and SharePoint development?
And you said SPC, that's the SharePoint Conference,
About a month before.
Okay.
But you're still going to have unique content for the PDC, right?
Yep, that's the goal. Unique content. And I think, again, I think the spin we want to take it is, obviously there's a platform there. It's mm-hmm. like, what can you do with the platform that's specific to this particular audience for PDC, which is the hardline coder? How can we take this? How can we take these services, the client object model, which is going to be this new feature that's introduced for SharePoint, these types of things that we can actually get in there and show professional developers what they can do with an F5 experience.
So I have to admit to a little bit, when I was in the field working with some of our partners and customers years ago, mm-hmm. SharePoint was really just a document repository. Mm-hmm. It was a fancy ASP.NET website or whatever like that. And I know I was left with that impression often. But the more I talk to partners now, the more I realize that it's really, like you said, it is a platform that provides so much functionality you can just build on top of. You get so much out of the box. It's not just a place for an end user to go. There's actually a lot of extensibility there that I don't think a lot of people know about.
That's right.
So this sounds like you're going to dig in deep on that kind of a thing.
Yeah, it's exactly that. And I think, you bring up a good point. When you look at SharePoint 2003, that's the first time I started using SharePoint, even though there was another version that predated that. SharePoint 2003 was about web parts and building web pages, but it wasn't necessarily what I would characterize as a platform.
Right.
2007, we're stepping in the right direction, but still we don't have this out-of-the-box experience with Visual Studio, right? And it's kind of, until you get into the purview of the developer through Visual Studio, I don't really think you've kind of really gotten into their faces,
mm-hmm.
right? And so with 2007, we had things like, Visual Studio extensions for WSS, we had some community tools, STS Dev, a number of different ways to get at building SharePoint, but no one standard road through. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what you're going to see the big difference this year is when we see Visual Studio 2010, the SharePoint development tools in Visual Studio. That's when I think you're going to see some uptake, and that's when you're really going to see developers looking at SharePoint in a slightly different perspective. Now, that's from the tool side. From the platform side, you've got extensibility through these things called client object model. You've got services. You know, you've got REST support. You've got WCF support, you know, as well as ASMX and ASP.NET support. So lots of really good support there, cutting across different areas that, in my mind, really do kind of characterize this thing and put it out there as a platform, which is exciting. Mm-hmm. And so I think what you're going to see is a lot more developers kind of rallying around SharePoint in the 2010 timeframe.
So you mentioned CRM and UC as well. Mm-hmm. What do you got going on there?
And by the way, I want to throw you said XRM too. I'm not sure everyone knows what XRM is.
Yeah, so I don't know if I should talk too much about XRM because it's more of an internal thing at this point. Mm-hmm. But CRM is essentially the brand, you know, basically contact relationship management. But basically, it is a business application that allows you to kind of build on top of business data. XRM is kind of an internal thinking around the brand and the next version of branding.
Got it.
So we probably shouldn't say too much there. But the point is, CRM does a lot more, hence the X, right? So that's why they're thinking about how can we rally around this, make it a really great brand, get it out there, and talk about the development story. And I think when, you know, if you've taken a look at some of the sessions we have online, developing XRM solutions using Windows Azure is kind of an interesting inroad into Azure development, right? Mm-hmm. And sort of that's obviously one of the big themes and, you know, of last year and what we're going to carry forward to this year. So looking at how we can integrate, you know, this CRM slash XRM, whatever we want to call it, but the CRM system with Azure is kind of an interesting pivot we'll be taking forward in PDC. In terms of UC, I think UC is really exciting because unified communications, it can save you money, you know, live meeting, you know, in terms of not necessarily having to pay our, you know, telco companies, not that I want to advocate anything against them, but we obviously want to save money where we can. And I think when we think about UC development, it allows you to take things like WPF or Silverlight-based applications and actually tie that into UC so then you can further tie that into third-party applications mm-hmm. in terms of mm-hmm. extensibility. So really, really exciting, I think, extensibility story for UC. There's going to be more in terms of programmability, which we're trying to flesh out right now. But lots of good stuff in terms of UC. And I think my personal perspective is when I think about Silverlight, when I think about WPF, great smart client, rich client, great web story in terms of extending UC into the cloud, extending UC into the enterprise. So.
If you had to give up, UC, for example, I know was something I wasn't even familiar with, I don't think until last year maybe when I even talked to you. If you had to give kind of the quick overview of what UC is, what would you say? Because I don't think a lot of people understand what it is or what it can offer.
Yeah, and it's so UC is essentially the combination of Office Communication Server and Exchange, kind of those two products coming together. What it basically represents is collaboration, mm-hmm. right? Collaboration to things like IM, collaboration to things like live meeting, but it's essentially enabling communication across the enterprise through OCS and through Exchange. That, in essence, is what it is. And I think a lot of people have seen it as that ability to kind of IM one another, but they've never seen it in the context of extensibility. And I think that, to me, is truly where it becomes exciting. And again, when we think about the pivot being on the pro developer and we think about how can we drive this into this audience, mm-hmm. when I think about WPF, Silverlight, VS tooling, that's when it gets really exciting. And again, we can get it in the purview of these guys and they can begin to do some interesting things with it.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, matter of fact, I just got the new UC desk phone.
Me too.
Upgraded, which is amazing integration between my phone now and Office Communicator and Live Meeting.
Yep.
It's stunning what can be done, and I don't even think I appreciated what could be done there.
No, and we're going to be running some brown bags to kind of get the organization up and running so they understand exactly what they can do. But it's exactly right. You know, you flip open Live Meeting, Communicator, it's all kind of right there for you.
Integrated.
Right, it's all integrated. We can evolve away from some of the costs that we're paying out right now mm-hmm. for, you know, some of the telcos. So that's all good.
So, Steve, I know you're having a ball working on PDC.
Awesome. I love it.
No gray hair yet.
That you can see.
What's your favorite thing about working on PDC and being a track owner?
Well, working with you guys.
He wins.
No, I think my most favorite part about working this is seeing it come together. You know, it's for those of you who aren't a part of the process or a process where you're putting tracks together, you know, sometimes it's a lot of work to get from A to Z. You know, A being, okay, conceptually, here's what we want to actually, you know, get out here. You know, along the way, you're trying to figure out how can we differentiate. And this is a particularly challenging environment this year. You know, we have other conferences that are scattered in and around PDC. We have, you know, a tight market, so people kind of, you know, they can't always get out there. Right. So it's just a number of factors. So taking all that and munging that in and out the other end, having this track that's coherent, that addresses the audience, you know, I love that challenge. And I, you know, the other thing is I love working on the keynote stuff with all the executives and the team, because then you begin to say, okay, we're tying this track into this vision, which we're going to help the company talk about. And that, to me, is the most exciting thing, delivering on that message. And I think, you know, ultimately, you know, PDC, it, you know, in my understanding of PDC, in my heart of hearts, it's about delivering the code experience, the F5 experience, talking to these guys about cracking open VS, doing some code, and getting some practical things done, as well as telling the vision about where you're going with that, right? And so what we're hoping to do is kind of set the 1 and 3 year vision, if we can. Obviously, that's going to change. But set that 1 year vision where we are talking about what's accessible in SharePoint and Office and UC and CRM in the context of the short and long term. So that, in all, and further in the context of the PDC audience. But, you know, all that to say, I think it's exciting to see things come together. That ultimately is my favorite experience, you know, wrapping it up, getting it done, and seeing people actually enjoy the show. So I'm really excited about this year.
And you've summarized it well, that push to code.
Yeah.
You know, in other words, don't just stay on the PowerPoint slides, but share vision, share strategy, so we know where we're headed. But as soon as you can, get into the code. Because let's be honest, most of the people who attend PDC, you know, they may live in Outlook a little bit, but they really live in the tools, right? They're developers. They live in development tools all day long. And I love your push for, you know, being true to the developer, making sure that as you talk about SharePoint, you're casting it in their light.
And this is part of the problem with Office and SharePoint, right? We live in these tools, right? So it's kind of difficult to see them as development platforms. Mm-hmm. It's like, God, how can I look at Outlook and think of that as a place where I can deploy my, you know, my assemblies? But the fact is, it actually has a very rich extensibility model. You know, when we think about documents, it's OpenXML. There's a lot of really good facilities out there where we can interact with the things we do every day.
Mm-hmm.
And so as developers, we have to think about, how can I plug myself, my application, into that experience and reach what is 500 million users and growing.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So, I mean, it's exciting.